a manner worthy of the gospel. Upon my mind is often the thought and wonder of the impact of the gospel in my daily life. We are familiar with the idea and truth of God being Lord of all, offering Him all we have and all we are. We've had multiple encounters and moments with Him in church where the word and worship have moved us, and we can honestly say God was among us. In moments of self-reflection, however, I probe the impact and evidence of these encounters and statements. Am I living in a manner worthy of the gospel as charged by Holy Spirit in Philippians 1:27? Imagine being a rugby player on a soccer team. Your call, your training, your mindset, your lifestyle is all built around playing rugby. But somehow, here you are, on a field, charged with following the rules of rugby in a soccer match against a soccer team. These are two completely unrelated, unmatched sports, much like us in the world. As Christ has said, we are in the world, not of it. So you get onto the field where the rules are for soccer, but your coach says you play according to the rules of rugby. Of course, this analogy has its limitations. However, the point I wish to drive across is, if we are the rugby players and the world is the soccer team, are we still playing rugby, or have we changed and adapted our training to fit in with the rules of soccer, rather than what was originally our calling in this fallen world? What does this look like? Think of the New Testament books. They often begin about teaching us about Jesus, about God, about the Holy Spirit, and the incredible finished work of the cross. Followed by that is, so to speak, a now here's how you should live. That's the part that gets my attention. Seeing Jesus as Lord of my life, in my life, sealed with the Holy Spirit, completely loved, completely saved, is not a hard thing. However, while I wait for the King's return, is my life one lived in a manner worthy of the gospel? Taking us back to the analogy, is it clear that we are playing rugby on a soccer pitch? Barring obviously unhealthy, abusive, extreme situations, but focusing on the ins and outs of daily life, daily, ordinary interactions, are people able to ask, why are they being so humble and patient when they had every right to lose their cool? And can we answer, because Ephesians 4 verse 12 says, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. They may say, actually, those guys never speak negatively about South Africa or whine about the state of things. How is that? And we would answer, well, Jeremiah calls us to seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which God has carried us into exile. What of purity, virginity? How are you still a virgin? Virgin, they may ask. Or why are you so strict about your physical relationship with your boyfriend? Just chill. We may answer, because the word says, but among you there must be not even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Always so calm, they may say. Or can they say? And we answer, because we know we are not to be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, to present our requests to God, Philippians 4 verse 6. Having waited so long, you're still praying about that? Wow. And you're still serving God after all that disappointment, someone may observe. And we may answer, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, Romans 12 verse 12. Payback. When I needed help, you were not there, so I don't trust you and I won't help you. But we don't. Why? Romans 12:19. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. I believe we are mature enough to know that this is not a sway against our salvation by grace. Far from it. We know that we are saved by grace and not by works, so that no one can boast. This is an encouragement that in view of God's mercy, we live in a manner worthy of the gospel, to exalt Him and draw all men to Him. Philippians 1 verse 27 says, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Romans 12 verse 1 to 2, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good and pleasing and perfect will. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the finished work of the cross. Thank you for your grace that knows no end, for your love that is higher, deeper, wider than we could ever imagine. May this be what pushes us, Lord, to live in a manner worthy of the gospel, not in our own strength, not to earn your love, but to live like you, be like you, and draw others to you. Would you help us with this, Lord? In Jesus' name, amen.